time for little victories with Allie and DZ.
Ah, we try to be positive at the beginning and the end of the show. And
that part.
One of the little slash big victories on the show this week is we have Post Malone tickets at 7:45 every single day. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. So if you missed it today, you could get it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And that's all week long strong.
Oh, did I mention Jelly Roll is going to be with him as well at Wrigley Field?
Oh, you didn't mention, but so, thank you for bringing that up.
Little victory on Allie and DZ. Post Malone Jelly Roll tickets every day at 7:45. My little victory, though, is
what's
not the
actual,
show little victory.
What's the baby dub?
I am so happy. If you follow me on Instagram, then you saw yesterday, no matter what, I made my workout work. I only had 30 minutes.
Oh.
And I still went to Princeton Club and did a
30-minute
speed walk to get my steps in. I thought, you know what? You are pushing it, but you have 30 minutes.
You got 30 minutes.
You could do this before the next thing you got to do. And I did it.
Was that your only time to be able to get it into?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Dab me up, dog. Dab me up. Yep.
So I was so proud of myself because I used that 30 minutes productively.
Good.
And went to the gym. People make so many excuses, you know?
Did it feel worth it?
Yes. Good. I felt great and I felt accomplished. So
that's a victory.
What's your little victory?
Well, my little victory ain't so great now.
Oh, no. What do you mean? You didn't go walk for 30 minutes in your spare time yesterday?
No. I actually didn't speed walk. I tried to speed find my wallet. Couldn't find it.
Oh, no.
But the little victory, I'm sure it's at home.
What?
I'm sure it's at home.
Oh, your wallet.
I guarantee you it's at home because I don't know where else it'd be.
Sorry, I thought you were leading into a story that you had it now.
Nope.
No, the little victory is I'm here and we have Venmo.
Oh.
And we also have a $5 in the studio hidden somewhere that you can find.
I'm not telling you where those $5 is. I'm not jeopardizing the game like that. It's been a month, if not more now, and you still ain't found it. So you can go ahead and keep looking. No.
Listen,
I don't. Listen, there's gas in the car. I'm just worried about if I get pulled over with no license. I ain't worried about money. Nah.
Lori,
I just need my wallet. That's the anxiety.
I get that.
Little victory is at home.
Little victory is Lori, our OG, left us a voice message on the Odyssey app about her little victory.
What the OG say?
Listen to this. If you listen live, right next to the listen live button, it says send us a voice message. Let's see what she said.
Good morning, Allie and DZ. Wepa, wepa. It's OG Lori at Timmerman. My small victory of the day is I got out of the house without my legs being soaking wet from brushing up against my two fur babies who act like sponges in the rain and absorb water. So my legs are dry today.
Yay! Lori, the OG at Timmerman Airport. We love getting your voice messages. You can always text us, too.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Little victories for today. DZ's wallet's at home.
Strong, hopefully.
And I got a 30-minute walk-in, and we're giving away Post Malone Jelly Roll tickets every day this week on the show.
Does it get any better than that? Maybe.
Nope.
But it's a little victory.
Nope.
Either way.
Done. Coming up next, we move it right along to the question of the day. Normally, we're not back-to-back like this, but our little victory was we had to fix the computer, remember?
Don't you doubt our lives and what we do. You love us for who we are.
103.7 KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. It's Allie and DZ on Wednesday, November 20th.
Look at the day. Jeez.
We're in the 20s, y'all.
Hey.
You guys, Thanksgiving is a week from tomorrow. You know what? Blackout Wednesday's a week from today. Yes.
People still do
Blackout
that?
Friday's a week from Friday, y'all.
I think that's just called Black Friday.
No. You're right. Did I say Blackout Friday? My bad.
Unless, hey, live your life.
Hold on. Blackout Wednesday is still a thing. We're just too old for it, DZ.
That's what happens?
You're 31 now. You don't care about...
I don't go
home for the holidays and go get drunk at night because you have two babies. But
I thought we just stopped doing that.
Blackout Wednesday is still a thing when people return home.
Ooh.
Well, we have Post Malone and Jelly Roll tickets if you missed it. That was a big announcement yesterday on the show.
Who missed it? What?
If you missed it, I'm sorry, but we're doing those at 7:45 right after Am I the Jerk?
That part.
You can always send us a voice message on the Odyssey app, and it looks like your sister-in-law, she wrote it in all caps.
Which one?
Megan.
Oh, yep.
Is she in Grays Lake, Illinois?
Probably. I don't know where they're at right now.
Well, they left us a voice message on the Odyssey app. Is this your nephew?
Oh, no, hi, D.
Daughter. Oh, daughter.
Hi, Allie.
Oh, that's hi, Allie.
Juju.
Say, Juju loves you.
I love you.
How old is she?
Oh my goodness.
How old is she?
She's like
hi,
3.
Allie. Hi, Allie.
Say, Juju loves you.
I love you.
Oh my God. She's the little one I saw at the party.
Adorable,
she
yes.
She was walking
yes,
around. She was a little toddler.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
The one chasing everybody
Megan,
around?
Megan, I love you, but it'll take me 17 visits before I have your kids down, okay?
Adorable, bro.
I'm still learning my own kids' names.
Adorable, bro.
That was cute. Well, even family leaves us voice messages. What a nice way to start the day, huh?
Yeah, that's cute.
Is that adorable? Cute?
We love you.
Aww. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to start the show by talking about Thanksgiving. You ready for the... you said, are we?
Are we now?
Let's go. Question of the day.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Thanksgiving is here. I don't know why I have to sing when I talk about Thanksgiving.
It just feels right and I don't disagree.
Did you hear that?
I support.
I don't know why I have to sing when I talk about Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
Did you even miss my bars?
It went right over my head. I was thinking about the food. So I was not listening. I got to be honest with you. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
Okay. Let's just immediately
start.
Nah,
that was
start.
Seamless.
I did it on accident.
Don't distract me thinking about bars now, bro.
Allie, becoming a rapper later in life.
What?
Yes. The best Thanksgiving dish. Yes. The best Thanksgiving dishes. Now you rhyme. Now you rap. No, I'm just kidding.
Now you go.
No, for real. Okay.
Go.
I am going to get lit up because I still have not posted my mushroom casserole that I rave about on the air.
I remember you telling me about it.
I got to get down to my mom's next week and I'll post it, you guys. I'm sorry. I know you're going to need it before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it on Monday, okay?
Drop the recipe.
But the mushroom casserole is definitely one of my favorite dishes, but I'm actually going with...
What? What?
The homemade mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Which I now eat mashed cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
But it's fine. But when my sister, she's in charge of the homemade mashed potatoes. It's the one time a year I used to get homemade mashed potatoes.
Going crazy.
Because we're used to instant. Keep it real.
Y'all do the instants?
Yes, my whole life. And then on Thanksgiving, peeled 9,000 potatoes, but you get the good stuff at the end.
Mm.
So, yes, I'm going to go with homemade.
Homemade.
It has to be homemade.
Got to be homemade.
Mashed. They have to have lumps in them and everything.
Oh,
I want lumps.
Ooh, you like the chunky?
Yeah.
See, I've gone back and forth, but the chunky, as long as it's not hard.
I said I'd never go back. I'm thinking about going back to carbs.
Look at you thinking about potatoes. I see you.
No, for real. Best one.
Hey, honestly, I'm glad you said that because I'm torn. I don't know if it's the mashed potatoes, like you.
Yeah.
Or if it's the mac and cheese.
Oh, can I tell you something?
What?
It was not a staple at our house, mac and cheese.
You didn't do the mac like that?
No, we did not. And I know it's a staple for most people.
A lot of people, yeah.
And you got to do it homemade.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do it homemade. Ebony, don't text us. Call us. Rude. I'm not even reading her text.
Yeah, you better not.
Obnoxious.
How is she still able to text us? I thought we blocked her.
She said greens with turkey meat. Fine, I read it.
Okay, listen.
I'm just missing her calls.
If the greens are done right, it's okay. But as far as favorites go, I'm torn. I'm with you. I don't know.
So, okay. Well, what are... Greens are a type of vegetable, correct?
Yeah.
A specific collard greens. Type. A specific type of vegetable, which, you know, I don't know if I've ever even had them.
Yeah. No,
honest to God.
They're pretty particular flavor, honestly. But when they're done right, man, honestly, some people have washed their greens and are soaking them now.
I've seen people wash them in a bathtub and I'm like, oh, this is hardcore.
It's a lot of greens. that's too much.
They were washing them in a bathtub.
Too much
I'm like,
greens.
This is crazy.
Too many greens. They must have literally everybody coming over.
Okay. Well, John in Germantown said mushroom casserole should be a crime. It is a crime how damn good it is, John. And if you had my recipe, you'd understand.
John,
it sounds disgusting. It's phenomenal.
We can't judge until we try. And I'm honestly, I'm not a big mushroom guy. I'm not, but I will try it.
And I'm not either normally. I mean, I like them, but I don't grab. It's not like I get them with steak when we go out, you know, on the side.
I've never thought about them as an accoutrement to any meal. You're right. I've never literally gone, oh yeah, I could eat some mushrooms right now.
Stephanie and Jackson texted in, said my homemade mac or sweet potatoes. So they have mac and cheese like you.
Ooh, I didn't think about desserts. Ooh, desserts count?
I remembered the desserts because my sister Jenny, so Penny makes the homemade mashed potatoes. Everybody has a
everybody got a roll.
And Stan is just to get the hell out of the kitchen because he annoys us.
Not Stan just eats.
Leave us alone. Nancy, come in. Stan, get the hell out.
Stan, go sit in your chair,
go
man.
Go sit with my brother-in-law and leave us alone. That's really, that's true story on Thanksgiving. My dad drives us nuts. We don't want him in the kitchen. But Penny makes the mashed potatoes and Jenny makes the homemade, again, once a year.
Gotta be homemade.
Apple pie.
Ooh, the apple pie.
Once a year.
Let me, do y'all do the ice cream scoop?
If they want. I don't do anything anymore, remember.
Well,
I
I'm
do
asking,
turkey and my own thing.
Did y'all do the ice cream? There's an option.
They do. Ooh. They bring in the vanilla, yeah.
The warm apple pie with the cold ice cream. Listen, and I grew up with a different Thanksgiving experience. Don't forget that I'm Colombian. So I didn't eat a lot of these foods.
Oh my gosh, did you guys do Thanksgiving?
We did Thanksgiving, but I had to bring up things that I wanted as I started going to friends' houses for Thanksgiving and being like, ooh, we should do this or we should do that, because my mom would just cook.
She would cook like a normal
whatever
meal.
Whatever she wanted to make, yeah. I mean, we might have turkey.
You go to your friends and be like, Mom, they're making a green bean casserole over there, Mom.
They're going crazy over there, Mom. Have you heard about stuffing?
Mom, listen to this.
They make it in a box.
Mom, there's stuffing and dressing. Who knew, Mom?
I love me some stuffing, too. Yeah. See, now I'm getting hungry. Allie?
Well, the phones are lit up because everybody's getting hungry, and the text messages are on fire. Jen and Slinger said, sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top. See, that's where I check out. I don't do sweet potatoes.
No, if you can, if you candy them right, then talk to me.
Not sweet. I'm not a sweets girl with my meat. Sorry.
Pause?
Like a salty meat. Just, we'll talk to you.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving size?
Text or leave us a voice message. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we're talking about your favorite Thanksgiving dishes. We have so many texts. Lisa in Germantown said wild rice casserole. Ooh. Yes, girl. Ooh.
Why is that not something that's been in my life?
Ooh.
Listen, I got my fork, my spoon, my knife, my bib, my plate. Let's eat.
Let's go. Yes. Autumn in Pewaukee. We're starting with her. Why not? Hi, Autumn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
I would say homemade stuffing and rolls.
The rolls. My mom loves to make the rolls. She used to make them homemade. She doesn't do that anymore. But
I don't remember whose house I was at where they made little croissant rolls, but
And they weren't even Pillsbury?
I think they were homemade. I think everything was homemade. And when you say homemade ahead of whatever you're making, I don't care. I'm going to eat it.
It's amazing. Wow. Well, Autumn, now we're hungry. Thanks for, she threw in rolls and stuffing.
Let us know when you're here with both.
See you soon.
Talk to you soon, Autumn. Bye.
Bye. All right, let's hit up our girl. She heard me yelling at her. Ebony.
Oh.
Ebony, who's got her own theme song in Milwaukee.
Yeah, baby.
Not you flexing your boo into calling.
DZ.
Hi, boo.
DZ. Don't even play.
What up, dog?
Okay.
I said, call me or I'm not talking to you. All right, what is it?
I tried to tell y'all it was green, so now I got to change it.
Okay. Fine. Then what is it?
Okay, so have y'all ever had smothered green beans?
Smothered? I don't think so.
I've had green beans with a lot of stuff smothered on them. I don't know what they're smothered in, but I'm in.
Well, back when, you know, like, I started losing weight, so now it's different. But you basically take fresh green beans, some potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
You put the chicken broth, the seasoning, all that. You just let it cook until they get tender.
Oh, you let shimmer. You let it shimmer.
Yeah, yeah.
There's chicken broth.
Yeah, it literally tastes like you've been delivered. So.
Hallelujah.
I'm writing this
Amen.
Down.
Hallelujah.
Ebony, get out of here, Doug. I'm gonna have to try that. That sounds fire.
I'm telling you. Let me know though.
No, all right. My mushroom casserole has chicken broth in it as well.
I'm sorry.
I can't do mushrooms.
Well, you haven't been a booed up with me yet, have you, Ebony?
Oh, I was gonna say, Allie.
Anyway.
Fine. Get y'all out of here, both
bye,
of y'all.
Ebony.
Bye.
People are really gonna think we're together.
Y'all not?
Honestly, jokes. Do I look like I care?
Jokes. Of course not, man. Ebony's a dog.
All right, we're talking about your favorite Thanksgiving dishes, and Carrie in Kenosha texted in and said, mashed potatoes made from scratch with gravy. Yes, that was what I said at the beginning with my sister.
Can I be honest?
What?
I love mashed potatoes. I don't necessarily do the gravy.
When they're homemade, you don't need gravy if there's enough butter in them. Let's be real.
I'm just an extra butter guy, and I let the rest of my fixings hit the sides, and I'll just scoop from that.
Oh, and then our girl, Audrey in Racine, texted and said, pumpkin cake roll, you'll thank me later. I'm thanking you now. Sounds good.
I don't know. I don't want to be disrespectful with the pumpkin.
Fine. Let's go to Ricky in Milwaukee.
Ricky!
Buenos dias.
Oh, Ricky. It's Ricky.
I'm back.
Papa, what's up?
He moved to Florida. He's back.
Good, man. And first thing you did was call us, right?
Yes.
I had to call you guys. I had to.
That part.
What are we having for Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna bring TC back, okay?
Oh.
What
so I'm gonna do the rice and beans with green beans, a little bit of pork in it,
okay.
And yes. Lechon.
Oh.
What's lechon?
It's a roasted pig.
A
roasted pig.
You had me at porkity pork.
And a little bit of twist of coquito.
Oh, the drain, not the coquito. Ricky, just be on the way. Just come on.
I'm hungry and
thirsty.
Now I just want to eat.
And now can we just get to Thanksgiving? God. Ricky, you just had to do that, huh?
Ricky.
He said, I'm going to take it back.
Man, I had to bring you back to the Latino area.
You brought me back. He said the rice and beans. I knew immediately where he was going.
He said, get that dry turkey out of my face right now. All right, Ricky. Thanks for calling.
Good to hear from you, man.
You guys have a good one, man.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye. Peace.
Whoever texted in Jelly Cranberry from McCann, I'm glad you didn't sign your name because you should be ashamed of yourself. That stuff's disgusting.
Hey, I actually support it. You slice a little bit off. You can take a bigger chunk if you want. It's just a little tart, and you get to taste the tin, which is probably just good enough.
I wasn't listening because I'm about to fight somebody on our text.
No, don't do it.
Question, do mashed potatoes belong on the table at Thanksgiving? Are you brand new?
No, they belong in front of me. What are you talking about?
I don't know who texted that in.
What?
Crazy. All right, Nick's in Waukesha. He's on day 3 of working towards the theme song. Hi, Nick.
Shout out, Nick.
Hi, guys. Wepa.
Wepa, wepa.
Wepa, what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Go.
Okay, so I like those green bean casseroles, but instead of the mushroom, cream of mushroom, you do mashed potatoes. Like, throw that in there instead of the cream,
like the creamy mushroom, like the soup, the cancer?
Yeah, cream
you do mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Do you still bake
it? It's almost like a shepherd's pie, but with, everything else, Thanksgiving stuff.
You still put the onions on top, the onion rings?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So the crispy onions? Oh, yeah.
I got to say, that might be one of the best things. We're going to do Thanksgiving tips on this show because you just brought it back. You said instead of the cream of mushroom in the green bean casserole, put mashed potatoes.
And then you still do the crispy.
I'm so in.
Listen, I'm salty. I didn't take notes. I'm going to just have to listen back on the Odyssey
do
app.
Do the cheese.
Oh, you guys can call me back. We could talk.
Say, hey, call you back. Let's just stay on the line
hold
now.
Hold on.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
You had me at I'm the problem, DZ.
I know I did.
You and the wife? What's going on?
Yeah, and I say me, but it's really more the wifey.
Oh, no, Aaron.
Yeah. Let me just get right into it.
Okay.
So we started getting rid of a bunch of like baby stuff that we don't need anymore.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like it just bottles now that our youngest, Danny, is one.
Mm-hmm.
So bottles, clothes, random little accessories and things that we're like, we don't need this.
We don't need this anymore.
Right? Mm-hmm. We're out of this stage.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give it to somebody who can use it.
Sure.
So on one of these groups, the Buy Nothing groups and online.
The free groups.
Yep. Like, we want to just give it to somebody. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking to make no money off of it. So my wife, she's the techie one, especially with that kind of group stuff. I don't like being on them groups like
that. She's the Facebook one. Let's be real.
She's the Facebook
one. She knows how to use it and you don't.
Because
you don't care.
No. So she goes on, posts it, somebody comes get it, whatever, whatever. Then she realizes we gave away something that we actually will still use and just weren't thinking about.
And still need.
And low-key still need. So it's a high chair that clicks into the seat because Danny's getting bigger and eventually he's going to grow out of the standing high chair that we have to feed him.
Yeah.
And he's just going to start wanting to sit at the table with us because he's going to realize he's separate.
Right.
So eventually we're going to need this high chair.
It's like a booster seat almost. It snaps into a chair.
That you click in with the little seat belt click. clicks, mm-hmm. that clicks in the back, clicks on bottom, and it's secure into any seat that you're at.
When did it hit you? You needed this after you gave it away.
After we gave it away, and my wife goes, "Oh snap!"
You just forgot that it had a second that you could.
We just
change
put
it.
Stuff out like here. This mountain of things can go to whoever, right?
Yeah.
I guess we didn't look through it as good as we might have thought.
Oh no!
So my wife reaches out.
Yeah. Oh,
my wife does.
The
I'll
story's
tell you,
getting
the,
good.
The story evolves.
The story's getting good.
My wife Erin reaches out
to the people that took it for free.
Yeah, and don't hear anything back. I'm talking about like
I'm not
nada,
surprised.
Nothing.
Unfortunately,
they read the message. The first one she sent, it was like, "Hey, sorry. Like I think I might have sent you know something on accident. Like put something out that I shouldn't have put out." Follows up when she realizes that she got left on read.
Yeah, because they read it
and goes, "Can we by any chance meet up to come get this? Like let me know."
And how much stuff did they take total?
Oh man, probably like 20 things. I don't know.
A lot.
A decent
they had
amount
a lot of
stuff.
Stuff.
A decent amount of stuff because it was like probably bottles, clothes, toys, the high
know?
Chair, the booster chair.
Do they know you're on the radio?
Probably not.
I was
think
just
about
wondering.
It. It's my wife that does all of this stuff.
I was going to say when they dealt with Erin, I was just curious mm-hmm. as part of the story, all the mm-hmm. questions I have. Okay, so wait.
All it takes is for me to step outside and go, "Wepa, what you here to pick up?" And they'll be like, "DZ?" Oh, snap, right.
You can have the booster seat back now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so she's messaged them twice now on Facebook?
Arguably twice. And we're trying
not
to be
arguably,
nice.
Arguably, yes, twice.
Well, not yet.
It's twice.
And what I meant to say was, yes, twice, and we've arguably been ghosted. Like, faded. I mean, do we message again? Do we try to get it back? Do we just chalk it up as an L? I mean,
this is tough.
It is tough.
I mean, this is a tough one because I understand.
We gave it away for free.
You gave it away for free. So you thought, I'll reach out to these people mm-hmm. I gave all this stuff to, and they'll be like, sure.
Of course.
But they left you on read, and you've messaged twice.
So me and Erin were talking about it, right?
Yeah.
And me going, the guy that I am, thinking, overthinking. We start in conversation. All of a sudden, I'm like, what? And she goes,
what would DZ do?
No.
No?
What if they sold it? What if they...
was immediately where my mind went when you said they left you on red. I went, oh, I bet they sold it then. They came and took it and sold it. Did they have any babies?
Let me break down the story. I'm glad you asked.
Oh, now I'm going to get angry.
Erin elaborated that they expressed, hey, we've just moved back to the area, yada, yada. We're starting over. They, you know, I think they're trying for kids. But when they came
at
to pick stuff...
At least that's what they said.
When they came to pick stuff... up, my wife said that she didn't appear pregnant, which may or may not be, you know, for all we know, she might not be showing, whatever, people carry differently, mm-hmm. we don't know, but she didn't appear to be carrying, and for the fact that they said that there's,
don't
you know,
say she was like 52,
trying to start a family, no, I don't know how old she
that
said she was.
That would have been a hell of a twist on the story.
Didn't ask age.
Grandma shows up and goes, we're starting a family.
But to ghost us in a situation like that only leads us to think, is this just a reseller that is grabbing things mm-hmm. for the free
or,
and making a profit, flip the chair, the booster seat that we need for a quick $20-$25.
It might not be a seller. It might be someone who just isn't going to give it back to you who wants to use it too. There is that possibility. They're just
mine
not.
Now?
They just don't care.
Mine now?
Honestly, from the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. This is wild. So DZ and Erin give away a bunch of baby stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you realize one of the like 20 things you gave away for free to this couple.
Just one thing.
You need the booster seat back from the high chair for Danny.
Yes.
You reach out twice, they leave you on red.
What should we do?
I don't think you're entitled.
What would y'all do
to get it back? Nancy and Racine, what did she text in here? She said, we sold a suitcase with coins my dad collected before he passed, and the person did the same, even told them our dad was gone, just wanted the coins back. Maybe they didn't get it.
Or they just said, there's more value in the coins than the suitcase.
Ashley and Racine said, sorry, DZ. You got to take the L. People are not as nice these days. Oh, no, they are. They're just hard to find.
Right. Even though we got them on Facebook.
Ashley and Adele said, in Adele, the city in Wisconsin.
Oh, not with Adele?
In Adele.
In Adele.
Said, that's a loss. You gave it away.
No.
Oh.
Somebody got to have better advice than that.
Well, you want to believe someone's just going to do the right thing.
Maybe she hasn't gotten a chance to see the message yet, and we're going to get it back.
Oh, Ashley said, it wouldn't be my problem. I don't think I'd respond back. Oh. like they didn't.
Oh.
Like they're saying, she's saying that you gave it to them for free. I cannot wait. I want to hear what the listeners say. Nobody's got your back on this. I'm like, what?
Okay, but where's the courtesy in we gave you something for free? It's been not even 24 hours that we realized we accidentally gave you something that we did not mean to.
Mm-hmm.
We've given you something. There was no exchange. This wasn't a purchase. We didn't sell it. We gave it, mm-hmm. right? So you think the courtesy in somebody's nature would
give
be like,
back.
Oh, give it back. I'm not asking for the lot. I'm asking for one spot. That's
if,
it.
If My, only it worked literally. That way, DZ. If Man. Only it worked that way. I see the text coming in. You can leave a voice message on the app. And we're going to take your calls next. 414-533-1037. Oh, I can't wait to see if anybody has your back on this one.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So DZ and his wife gave away a bunch of baby things, and you realized one of the 20 things you gave away was a booster to the high chair that you need for Danny, your one-year-old.
Booster for a regular chair.
For a regular chair. For the dinner table.
For the dinner table,
I knew
exactly
what you meant, though.
Yeah.
That it detaches.
Yep.
So Aaron reached out to the people
Thank
you gave
you.
It to for free on Facebook, and they've read two messages, and they are not responding to you wanting this one piece back. And a lot of people are saying, take the L, my guy.
Man.
Because you gave it away. I'm dying to hear what the list. Let's just go. Allie's in Econimwalk. I want to start with her. Great name, Allie.
By the way.
Hi.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hi. All right. So what do you think DZ and Aaron should do?
Well, I'm shocked that people are texting in and saying that DZ and Aaron should take the L. Because
right?
If it was,
oh, she cut out.
You can't cut.
I pull stuff on Marketplace all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, if I was to take something for free from someone or if they made a mistake and sent something with me that they weren't supposed to, like, I would 100% respond to them and
same.
Meet up and
but
give them
you're
their
a good
stuff
person.
Back, so.
And I don't even think people that don't respond are bad people, honestly. I just think you are not entitled
you're
to what you gave away. You're rude as hell,
but you're not
the worst person on the planet because somebody gave you something and you just want to keep it. You
okay,
know?
And I understand that
it's messed up.
You obviously took something for free for a reason. And I get it that it might be out of need or it might be out of desire. I don't know what that reason is. But if you took something for free and somebody's asking for it back, there is a courtesy.
What if you had sold it to them and asked and said, you know,
no, that's we'll, an ex- give, you, that's
we'll
an exchange.
Give you the money back.
That's an exchange for a good, for a service. Like, I feel differently about that because it's a something for something.
I was
you
just
gave
say,
me
what
money.
If they didn't even reply to that. Would you die? All right, Allie. So you say people should be better people is what Allie's advice is.
I agree. People mm-hmm. should be better people. Mm-hmm. Aaron and DZ posted this for free out of the kindness of their heart, and errors mm-hmm. happen, and people should have responded at least and not just ghosted them.
So how do I come back from this? How do I recoup? Or do you really think there's no recoup? Because honestly?
Well, you'd have to be dealing with a nice person like Allie, and you're not. So Allie, thanks for calling. We're going to ask somebody else.
Have a great day.
Bye. Have a great day.
You too.
Let's go to somebody who's not going to give it back. Let's try Antonia. In Vegas.
Hey, Antonia.
Good morning.
She listens on the Odyssey app, and we love her, but she lives in Vegas. She's from the area.
Vegas.
Antonia, what do you think DZ and Aaron should do?
Well, I don't want to say that they're crappy people because, you know, I work like 65 hours a week. Mm-hmm. So maybe they looked at the message.
And just didn't want to deal with it.
And they're like, oh, I'm going to do this when I get home.
Tomorrow, whatever.
And things got crazy.
Fair.
Yeah. So
sure,
I don't know the time frame that's gone by mm-hmm. since they read the message.
Officially 24 hours now.
Okay. Well, they might need more than 24 hours to actually look because if they're picking up free stuff from you, they might be picking up free stuff from other people.
Oh.
And they might be like, I don't know which box this is in or what
Wait,
exactly it looks
I just
like.
Thought of something, Antonia.
Okay.
What day did you do this exchange?
2 days ago now?
Oh, 2 days ago. I
going
was going to
on?
Say drive by their house and see. Oh, you don't know where
no,
they live.
No, they came by us and
so
picked it up from us.
You can't even go see if they're having like a
no,
rummage sale
no.
or nothing. Oh!
No, that's why it would be a we have to meet up situation because
Shoot.
they're dropping it off and clearly they don't don't want
to
do that.
They're not coming to find you.
Well, it is Facebook. So if you give them like another day, because again, they may need that time.
Okay.
But you can also check their profile. And if you're able to view it, you might be able to see if they have a spouse.
Oh, you can message the spouse like, hey, I'm sorry, there might have been confusion. That's a solution.
Let FBI Allie start the case. Give me the name.
First and last name.
And I will. I'm opening Facebook right now for the investigation.
No, Antonia did something. She looked for a solution. See if there's a way we could connect with somebody else. If we do want it back that badly.
I think you and Aaron should message like the cousins, the grandparents, and be like, yo,
hey,
your family member, right before Thanksgiving, won't give us our seat back.
Tell your great-granddaughter. Ooh, wait, Allie, you just made me find
grandma.
What if, hear me out, what if they need it because they got a bunch of family coming in for Thanksgiving and they need the booster seat for one of the babies or something?
Then they would have said that.
So just include that in your message. Just be like, hey, I'm sorry, I think there was confusion.
It's not coming back. Let it go.
Let Antonia help me.
Sorry, Antonia. Good advice. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
We appreciate you, Antonia. Bye.
Kyla's in Sheboygan and she's got her own theme song. Let's see if she actually has some advice, because it wasn't bad advice what Antonia said, I don't think. It's just not probably going to happen.
Okay, man, and if it is an L and I should just buy a new one.
That's what people have said. People have texted in, and Carl and Indy was like, why don't you just buy a new one? Because they had one and they gave it away for free. It's the principle of it all, Carl. Angie in Menominee Falls texted in and said, was it a buy nothing page on Facebook? Yes. She said, I'm a moderator for one of them.
Ooh.
I may be able to help.
Ooh.
See, FBI Allie didn't even have to go anywhere. Oh. Angie in Menominee Falls showed up, and we're here. We are. We got the Facebook police. I'm in. All right, just pull up Kyla. The theme song, I don't care anymore. DZ's trying so hard to get your theme song pulled up.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kyla.
You'll get a theme song another day. We're busy.
DZ's, no, that's okay. I'm still working on it.
Somebody stole his booster seat. He's in distress.
I know.
And I didn't want to say it, but she doesn't have a theme song.
Oh, I thought it was me,
I know,
too.
I know. I'm still working on it. I keep getting reset.
My bad. I thought she was
Some city was like, I was just going to play some for her, bro.
My bad, DZ. My bad. All right, Kyla, what's your advice?
I'm searching. So I think people are confusing this with Am I the Jerk? Like, is it kind of jerky that the people are not responding yet?
Yes.
But, like, this is what would DZ do. And
Thank
DZ,
you.
I'm sorry. You do. You've reached out twice.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the rule of three, you can reach out one more time.
Okay.
But that's your mistake.
Okay.
And you may just have to go on Facebook Marketplace or one of those pages and get yourself a new one. We have two votes for you have to move on in this part.
And Angie of Menominee Falls is on the case like Chase.
Well, we're going to get there. I see what you did there.
All right. Thank you, Kyla. I'm sorry I thought you had a theme song.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
Reason
I'm working
5092 why
one
we need
day.
A producer. But anyway, go
that,
on.
That just means she's actually gonna get it. Yes, Kyla.
That's the good luck I needed.
Wait, you're right. I put it in the universe.
Mm-hmm. You spoke it into existence.
Okay, bye, Kyla.
Have a great day.
You too, bye.
Speaking of theme songs, Ryan in Calabama swears he's got your back and he has the ultimate solution.
Oh, does he now?
I thought I saw him driving around in that College Hunks truck trying to pick up trash one day.
What?
And I went, that's Ryan.
Ryan, confirm or deny.
It probably was me. No, I'm just kidding. It was not me.
He's picking up trash.
Everyone's got a twin out there, though. Everyone's got a twin out there. I ain't going to deny.
What's the solution for Aaron and DZ with this Facebook page?
You just got to hire me to hunt them down and go get it for you. Sorry, man.
Simple as that?
That's the best solution. Yep.
What's the going rate and how soon can you get this chair back?
It's either that or you give me their Facebook name and I send a message at a time, like one letter, and then it just blows it up so it's got like 16 messages.
Oh my
and then
gosh.
They'll finally look.
Okay, now you're sending serial killer messages?
Petition!
No! We have the nicest listeners.
I mean, that's debatable, but they're good people. They're good people for the most part.
Wait till I play you this next voice message. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Wepa, buenos dias.
Marcy in Plymouth sent us a voice message because on the Odyssey app, you can listen live, and right next to the listen live button, it says send a voice message.
Mm-hmm. Might be a little microphone icon.
Yeah, so Marcy in Plymouth said she downloaded our app and sent us a message. I'm so excited when we get new people sending us messages.
Okay, Marcy.
Love everybody that sends them over and over. I like those too. Here's what Marcy said.
I just wanted to let you know, this is Marcy from Plymouth.
My radio was doing something really funky this morning, and I could not get your signal in at all.
Oh, no.
And I really wanted to hear what you guys were talking about, so I downloaded the Odyssey app.
Woo!
And crystal clear, no problems. So grateful for this app. Shout out to you guys. Hope you have an amazing day.
You know what's crazy?
You'd Marcy, shout out to you.
You would think we're paying people to use our app. Oh, wait. We're giving them a trip to see Taylor Swift, by the way. Did I mention that?
It sounds like Marcy wasn't even worried about that. But now since she is on the app, she's entered automatically.
Yep. You listen for an hour on the app. Every day you listen for an hour, you're entered to win that trip to see Taylor on the last night of the Eras Tour in Vancouver.
Watch her win, too.
I would die.
Watch her win. Ooh, fingers crossed, Marcy.
This is where people need to evolve with technology. And they're going, because she's in Plymouth. I get it. Plymouth is way up there.
It can be spotty.
It's past Sheboygan, isn't it? I've been camping in
Plymouth.
Anyway.
Depending on the weather, though, it could be bad.
It's up there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the Odyssey app. Mm-hmm. It's never going to cut out because technology. And we've evolved to listening on our phones. Elgin at the Princeton Club, he said he always comes down first thing in the morning. He goes, Alexa, put on Allie and DZ 103.7 Kiss FM. And then it plays in while they're making breakfast. So there's all these different ways you can listen.
Well, and now most cars are connectable with the car, phone, car, boom, CarPlay, all that stuff. And even if not, most people got an aux.
Just do like my mom would do and use a boombox. And hold the phone next to the boombox and tape the whole thing like my old school mom, you guys.
To this day, she still be doing it. Don't think she's lying.
I'm not kidding. I did promise you an update on Owen at this time today.
You did.
We went to physical therapy, and I'll just say, because we are going to get into Am I the Jerk and then give away these Post Malone Jelly Roll tickets.
But I need an update because,
Update is physical therapist, shout out Connor at Children's Hospital.
Salute.
Cool dude. He is going to see Owen for the next at least 4 to 6 weeks, and we're going to see if we can help this pain in his side. They couldn't figure it out because it might just be growing stuff because he's growing so rapidly. But Owen's got this weird pain. He can't stand up straight. I think he just needs some stretching.
Yeah.
Some stretching and some movement.
He might be stretching out before his body can really catch up.
He loved it though. Because he's never done physical therapy. And he goes, this feels so good. I go, so you needed somebody to stretch you out.
He was into it?
And we have to do stuff at home too. And he goes there. He loved it because it made him feel better. That
good.
Physical therapy is there to make you feel better when something doesn't feel good.
I'm convinced it's with the musculatory system that if it felt good after he stretched.
He needed to stretch his neck. And we were looking at his spine. So the update is he's just going to keep doing it. And he loved it.
Four to six weeks.
And we don't know what's going on with the side, but we're going to work with him.
Better than 4 to 6 months.
And if it's still bad after 4 to 6, then we do more. We go x-rays and
extensive research. Yeah.
So anyway, that's my little update for you. Thanks for sending us messages on the Odyssey app. And I guess we should get into Am I the Jerk?
I guess. I mean, looking like about that time.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes. I remember what today is because we got the message yesterday and I giggled and went, oh, this is going on tomorrow.
Push to the top.
Hit it, DZ.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This made me laugh because she said, hi, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk for not giving out my Wi-Fi password at the holidays?
Bro, what do you mean?
Immediately I went, she said, okay, here, let me just read her submission to you. And you can always email us, amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com or hit us up. We get lots on Facebook too on the messages.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
She said, hi, Allie and DZ. I have an issue. Whenever people come over, they want my internet password.
Natural.
I live in the countryside. And my internet service is very spotty with a satellite service. Now that the holidays are approaching, I'm fearing to having to say no to all the young kids being on their cell phones and trying to engage with the adults. Am I wrong to say no to the kids that I'm not giving them the Wi-Fi? And then she puts, I'm young myself, about 33. I'm just very old-fashioned.
Fair. Okay, I hear it. Well,
I'm not going to give her the name Karen because she's trying to make everybody have a nice time at the holidays by keeping the Wi-Fi password hostage. I'm not going to name her Karen.
Well, then what are we going to name her then?
I don't know.
Name her Kelly. If not Kelly. Karen, then Kelly.
Oh, great. Kelly will love that. Okay. So Kelly wants to know if she's a jerk for not giving her Wi-Fi password to everyone at the holidays and then forcing them to engage.
Well, it's
funny now.
I don't hate the forcing people to engage, but promoting people to engage, it should be more like it. But there's one big caveat that I think we're missing.
Nobody else is interested in that but her.
But her. And at this rate,
yeah,
sometimes...
Is that really where you were going?
You just want these kids to just be. Mm-hmm. Leave you alone. It's adult time. We're hanging out and I don't want to be rushed. These kids get impatient and I get it. You got to train these children.
Listen.
But when you bring kids over to a holiday function, you want them to behave.
Is your Thanksgiving that peaceful? I mean, who are these families that have these... there's always a fight.
Mm-hmm.
There's always somebody yelling. Mm-hmm. Then there's always somebody yelling, Stan, get out of the kitchen. You're annoying me. And then somebody's yelling at my dad because he's cutting the turkey and it just looks wacky. I mean, there's always something.
Uh-huh.
And my sister's screaming at my dad. And I'm like, who are these people?
But y'all...
They have these pleasant...
Y'all don't live in the countryside, though, where the Wi-Fi is already bad.
I
and
was
she's
agreeing with you and saying, go the... We want to go. We want to separate at the holidays.
She's worried about her own internet connection. I think she's being a little selfish at the same time.
Oh, I didn't think about it like that.
So she's going, I don't want to give everybody the Wi-Fi password because I don't want my internet to be banned for me.
You do have a point on that she did say her internet is hard. It's spotty. Ah, so she's trying to conserve it for herself.
For herself.
Mm.
And why does it matter? If it's the holidays, it's about everybody being together. Okay, so the internet's not going to be great. Guess what? You give everybody the password, the internet's not going to work anyway. Everybody's going to be on it.
Yeah.
You're not going to have to worry about everybody being able to get on because nobody's going to be able to.
She's going to regret it when she can't get her recipes off all the TikToks she saved.
Better save them now, Ma.
Girl, I'm telling you what.
But save them now. I don't know, man. I feel this is jerky, even though I understand it's coming from a place of good. It's going, I want everybody to talk. I want everybody to mingle. It's family, blah, blah, blah.
I know we're not supposed to give advice, but I'm like, then just cut the Wi-Fi off, period. But then she won't be able to get to anything
herself.
She needs to Google.
And same concept that I had when we first started talking. I was like, this isn't about advice. This is am I the jerk, right? This ain't what would DZ do? This is am I the jerk?
She said she's old fashioned, so then.
Then you got to set
cut it off.
Then you got to say, hey, there's no internet. Yeah, right. You have to unplug the router.
She's
you
not.
Post it up. It has to be a theme Thanksgiving then. It's like no Wi-Fi Thanksgiving, turkey only.
Well, then what if nobody came? Would you actually, is jerk or not the jerk for
jerk.
You? Jerk.
Jerk for me.
For
yeah.
keeping the Wi-Fi from the kids.
She's trying to do too much.
I'm trying to say not the jerk. I don't think I can because I would cry if you didn't give me the Wi-Fi password. Like, leave me alone.
And I want to say, everybody just uses their own data.
No, when everybody starts fighting in the kitchen, I'm going to watch Netflix, dude. Leave me alone.
When you're in SOS mode and you can't get on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever anyway.
I'll leave.
If you won't put on a DVD, if you old school, I know you still got a DVD player then.
I don't.
Kelly?
Oh,
no,
I'm talking
to Kelly.
You're right, actually.
She better be old school enough to still have some other means of entertainment because what if the Wi-Fi already goes down? You got to have experience with that. You got to be prepared
football?
For that. Well,
what about football? I mean, I'm the one who had to bring that up. Another topic
that's
for another
internet.
Day.
No, see, that's cable and internet. There's a difference.
Oh, I think of it all as the same.
To me,
okay. 414-533-1037. We want to know if Kelly's the jerk for not giving out her Wi-Fi password when they come over at the holidays. She said the kids.
The kid.
She's not giving it to the kids specifically because she doesn't have enough Wi-Fi, so she's going to force them to hang out.
So she's only going to give the Wi-Fi password to the adults then? What if an adult asks for the Wi-Fi?
I don't know. That's Kelly's problem.
That's her am I the jerk.
We'll talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Kelly wants to know if she's the jerk for not giving out her Wi-Fi password at the holidays because she lives in a countryside spotty area. Even though she's 33, she's old-fashioned. The kids have to learn to talk to each other.
Y'all better play rock, paper, scissors like we used to.
Dude, I grew up in a time with no internet, and even I'm annoyed. Like, even I don't want to go with no Wi-Fi at the holidays.
Hours on hours, especially in a rural area where you know you're about to be in SOS mode.
Adam's in Muskego. Let's start with him today. Hi, Adam.
Morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Adam. Don't go to Kelly's house and ask for the Wi-Fi password, okay?
Better not.
I'm old school. I'll entertain myself some other way. You know, I'll just mess with her cats or something, or dog. Or...
Why you assume she got cats?
Yeah, wait a second, though.
She lives in the country, and she's old school and 33.
She got cats. I'm mad that you're right.
Funny. Oh, my gosh. So is she... You're going to go with not the jerk, then, I'm assuming.
Gotta be.
I'm going with not the jerk,
okay.
But... she has a prime opportunity to mess with them by changing her Wi-Fi password to something like, why don't you spend some quality time with your family instead?
If you can guess the Wi-Fi password, you can get on the internet.
If it takes that many letters, I'm actually going to change mine now so my kids have to type it because they ask me over and over. That's genius, Adam.
Go spend some time with your mother instead of being on the game all day.
Don't ask me again. Unload the dishwasher.
Exactly. You can just change it up whenever you want.
Yeah.
That's actually fair. I like it.
Smart.
Yeah. I mean, one solution, but still says not the jerk, though.
He says he's old school.
Not the jerk.
All right.
Adam. Go sit in the country by yourself. We'll be over here with our Wi-Fi.
Hang up your rotary phone.
I'm going glamping.
No, I got internet, so we're good.
I got internet. I ain't worried about it.
It was good talking to you, Adam. Have a good day.
You too.
Peace.
All right. Let's go to Deb in Beaver. Damn, she was so excited when I said she got in for Am I the Jerk today.
Morning, Deb.
Hi, Deb.
Morning.
You're on, girl. So what are you going to say? Is Kelly the jerk or not the jerk for giving out her wife or not giving her Wi-Fi password to the family?
Personally, I think that's a jerk move.
Okay.
Give them the Wi-Fi. You know, not everybody wants to sit around and play Jenga. So
seriously.
True.
Yeah. So let them go on the internet and, I don't know, maybe learn something. Maybe play a game online. I don't know.
Well, it's like,
I live in the country. I can't live without internet.
Mm.
Oh, fair. So she's saying from personal experience, you need it.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to need it.
Exactly.
Okay. I think everybody needs it at some point.
Yeah. How are you going to Google the recipes you mess up? How am
Absolutely.
I going to Google? How am I going to Google how many ounces are in a gallon and things like that when I have no idea? Okay. This is what I
Give
need the internet
up
for.
The password.
Give up the password, Deb says.
Amen. Deb, I love you. All have right. a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Nice.
All right.
Split.
Janine in West Dallas texted in, said, not the jerk. I don't need Wi-Fi to use my phone. Oh. Fair, but,
okay.
but she, come on.
She's saying that I'll just use my data. Y'all know how spotty data can even get when you're out in the boonies. Mm-hmm. The sticks are unforgiving when it comes to internet. Y'all must not be out there enough.
Sarah in Kenosha said, not the jerk. As someone who works at a middle school, kids do need to learn to talk to each other. Social skills are lacking, and kids act like their cell phones are their entire lives.
One thing I will say to the respect of that, I agree, but we just don't realize the communication these kids are having online. They're still talking. They're just not talking face-to-face like they used to. They're still next to each other on the game, still talking.
Mm-hmm.
They're always communicating.
That's
just
true, actually.
Not using words.
They're just yelling at each other on a video game like my kid does.
That
All
part.
Right, let's go to Colleen in Milwaukee, the tiebreaker.
Hello.
Morning.
Tough position you're in today, or you're one of those who laughs like Mila and goes,
love the adversity.
Where are we going, Colleen? Jerk or not the jerk for keeping the Wi-Fi password from the kids at Thanksgiving?
I say she's not the jerk.
Okay,
DZ, listen here, though. I heard you say something about people have cable and Wi-Fi. Not everybody has cable. We have streaming services.
I just have
you
Wi-Fi.
You need the Wi-Fi.
I was waiting for somebody to
stream it.
Or even with satellite. Satellite is still technically dependent on internet for your TV.
True,
even
but you know what's
satellite.
Funny? Yeah. You said that, and even I don't. I have streaming, and that's it. So I didn't even pick up on
we
that.
We have just streaming, so if everybody's using up my Wi-Fi, guess what? Football will not be on my television.
Okay, you got me there. You're not wrong. You got me there. I was waiting for somebody to call
and then
me out.
Also, I enjoy spending time with my family. I am one to be on my phone more than not, but you know what? Parents, if your kids want your hotspot, give them your hotspot.
Ooh.
Let her have her Wi-Fi with her TV, you know.
Listen.
Just either spend time or parents, give up your hotspot.
I forgot about the hotspot.
I did it because Owen stole mine one day and I started yelling,
and you all
get off
know
my hotspot.
Something funny? I'm in my car right now on my way home from dropping my oldest off to school, and as I'm on hold with you guys, my 8-year-old in the back is like, Mom, can I get your hotspot? And I'm like, girl, I'm on the phone right now.
No, you can't get my hotspot. I'm busy. Talking to Allie and DZ. No.
Right as she's saying, give him the hotspot. Oh, that's
get
so
the hotspot.
I feel like my 8-year-old begs to differ with my not the jerk. She's probably in the back like, no, she's a jerk.
Jerk, bro, jerk.
Colleen, I'm going to just leave with this text because I agree. How will they Black Friday shop as a family? Amen.
The worries we have, y'all.
On Friday? Come on.
Colleen works it out, though.
Colleen, thanks for calling.
Yes, have a good day, guys.
You too, bye.
Not the jerk.
Nope, nope, nope.
Mm-mm. I'm so excited because yesterday we got to announce that Jelly Roll and Post Malone's first on that ticket, by the way, but Jelly Roll's just as,
close
he's on
second,
fire
baby.
Right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Post Malone and Jelly Roll teaming up to play Wrigley Field next May. You don't have to think about the Cubs when you're there, though.
No, you don't. Not
you
at all.
You don't.
Not at all.
You know, you can wear a Brewers hat for all I care.
Honestly.
But we've got tickets every day this week now, right after Am I the Jerk?
We do?
We do. Are
Wait,
you ready?
So right now? now?
Right now. Right now.
Call her what?
Call her... Oh, here we go again. Well, he's coming to town on the 22nd, but I don't want to pick 22.
Let's go...
Of May.
Let's go 32.
Oh, fine. Look at you adding the 3 in there. Okay, fine. Call her 32. You're going to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Wrigley Field. After Better Now. 414-533-1037. Good luck. It's amazing we're alive. I've never had someone just walk into the studio and I have no idea who they are. You're not here to kill us, are you?
Oh, no, you said she brought a present.
She brought a present.
It's okay.
We're literally going to put you on the air in 5 seconds, you guys, when I tell you that a listener somehow got in the building.
Just walked in.
I don't even want to know who let you in.
Who gave you a key?
Are you?
We're going to talk. Snitching. I like it.
This is hysterical, this whole story. Hold on one sec. Michelle's in Menominee Falls. We have to give away the Post Malone Jelly Roll tickets. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
How are you?
I think I'm doing a bit better now.
Oh, you think? Just don't even tease her. You're going to see Post Malone.
Woohoo!
Such a great show.
Oh, now, I'm so excited.
I've seen Post twice, and I would see him. He's one of those people I'd see over and over again. It's that good. He has so many hits.
I believe it.
He dances the whole time, and it's hysterical red solo cup and his cigarette. I'm not going to lie. It's funny, but it's entertaining and phenomenal all
it's
at the
Post
same
Malone,
time.
It's Post baby. Malone. And then you get Jelly Roll with that. Ooh, the combo.
That's a big one.
You get a Post Roll.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get much better than that.
A little Jelly Malone in your life.
Jelly Malone.
A little Post Roll or a Jelly Malone. You pick.
Well, Michelle, you are hooked up. You're going. And have a great time at the show. Somebody's going to be in touch, okay?
All right. Thank you guys so much.
You're so welcome. All right. Bye. Somebody will be in touch.
All right,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Same time tomorrow. We will have it.
Place.
Okay, ma'am. I can't. You're Sophie.
Sophie?
Come over here.
Get over here,
come
Sophie.
Right over here. Walk over.
Come on over here. Yep. Impromptu, baby.
I don't know if I should be saying on the air our security sucks, but you came for such a nice thing, but should we... Real talk. Excuse us for 1 second, Sophie. I'm going to pretend like you're not in the room. Should we be worried that somebody just walked into the studio we don't know?
Hold on. Let me eye her up. Let me eye her up.
Who
and then,
let you in the... How did you get in?
she looks good. I like her
coat. So I tapped on the guy next to you who's got his picture on his door.
The sports guy.
Yeah. And he came and let me in.
These dummies. I knew it was one of the dumb men. You know what? These guys in the sports station give no bleeps about anything.
But
no,
hold granted. On. Let me be on, because granted, she had something very particular in your hand.
You were caring.
When you say, hey, I'm here to drop something off, they might have thought, oh, they know they're coming, right?
Maybe.
Well, they just said, oh, they're valid. They got something that seems important.
I don't want it to seem like I'm beating her up, because it was the kind, I mean, you were so kind. What you did, we're lucky you're such a kind person.
You are literally one of the nicest people I have met, just because of the fact that you took time out of your day. You heard something and went, wow.
Oh, I'm going to break into the Kiss studio. I'm just kidding.
For a good reason.
For a good reason.
And that was actually my thought this morning, Allie.
That you woke up and go, I'm going to break into Kiss FM. But no, she brought us a booster seat.
This is, okay, so if you were listening this morning on what should DZ do.
Special edition.
Tell everyone what happened with you and Aaron if they missed it.
So my wife and I, more my wife than I, she went on Facebook and we gave away a bunch of old baby things that we had outgrown, or we thought we had outgrown. Unfortunately, we accidentally gave away our high chair booster seat, the ones that are portable, that click into the seats, that you can put in any dining room table chair.
But you didn't realize till you had already given it all away.
So when we messaged the person that we gave it to, we basically got ghosted. Mm-hmm. My wife has messaged twice. No solace. So Sophie came with the solace.
Woo!
Sophie solace.
Sophie, so she walks into the studio. We're literally in the playing Post Malone and getting a winner. And I see this woman standing in the door with a booster seat for you.
In hand.
Sophie, hi.
Hi.
Thank you. I'm not even the one who needs it.
What were you doing this morning that you said, you know what? I do got time today. I'm going to right the wrong in the world and bring DZ a booster seat for his family.
You just made his day.
That's amazing.
I was actually on my way to drop my son off at work when I heard that.
Where are you? Okay, Sophie, what city you live in?
I live in West Dallas.
Okay. Nice. Okay. So you're driving your son to work. Mm-hmm. Where does he work? Because I'm nosy.
We're going to go pull up on him.
He works for TSR Concrete.
Cool. So he's a creeter.
They redo the base or garage floors.
Cool. Actually, might be talking to him.
I'll get you a business card, DZ.
Nice.
Perfect.
She showed up with all the goods.
Really?
So you're listening to what would DZ do this morning and go on.
So it dawned on me. I said, well, I have one in the basement that we don't use because I bought it for his son's or for my son's friend who has little ones.
Yeah.
You're so thoughtful.
But they outgrew it.
Dude, this is the kind of mom energy. You have mom energy like my mom. Mm-hmm. She buys things for my friends' kids. Like, I love my mom will show up, DZ, with stuff for your children. Like, and it'll be I love that energy. The mom in her was like, I'm going to solve this problem. Oh, I've got an extra one.
Honestly, like, I'm seeing a young version of my mother-in-law right now. Like, from the glasses to the coat to the energy to the smile to the fact that you're going to pull up and bring me an unsolicited booster seat because you went, DZ needs this. Yeah. I don't. You know what? He just got wronged. Let me buy nothing on him and I'm going to pull up. Dog, you just gave me chills because some people might feel a little uncomfortable on somebody just pulling up on a random.
Well, I was half joking, but half serious.
But half serious,
about that somebody just walked in our studio.
I
but
mean,
at the same
you never
time,
know.
You never know.
No, really, like that was crazy. And in realness, like we're gonna deal with that later, the security issue. But thank God
you are such a
kind person because, I'm blown away by your generosity. And what's cool, Sophie, is you just out of the kindness of your heart said, "I'm gonna fix this," and it felt good for her. And now she's solved a problem for you and Aaron.
And now I feel good.
And now you feel
right? Because really,
the art of giving. And now you've got. She brought this. This is so awesome.
Not that it's about the money, Sophie, Allie, but
not.
I was just gonna end up having to go buy another booster
which
seat.
Which is annoying.
It is what it is. Now I don't. Now I genuinely don't. And this is when the world goes right and it goes round.
Yep.
Thank you, Sophie.
So when you put it out there, there's still good people and they're able to help out sometimes.
So there's so many people listening right now who are texting in going, aw, that's so nice. So what else can you tell us about yourself, Sophie?
I'm just a single mom who tries
single
to
moms,
make it.
Single moms unite.
Gang, gang.
Nice. How many kids?
Just two.
Just two.
Just two.
Just two. So they're how old? They're adults?
My son is 22 and then my daughter is 13. Oh. So I actually had her pull that up and put it in the car before I dropped her off for school. Straight here.
The whole family got involved on it, man. Now I feel even better. Listen, we got an heirloom. We're not getting rid of that. We got an heirloom now.
And now we're attached to Sophie forever.
What do you want for your theme song, Sophie?
Honestly, done.
Surprise me. I like them all.
Oh, just the good spirits of people, man. I love it.
You know what? Then I would love to use this very positive moment on the show because DZ's all about positivity and I try to work towards it, Sophie. If you listen to the show, you get it.
Every day.
I work. It's a choice. I choose it 3 out of 5 days a week.
That's all we need.
But honestly, I think people should call in and talk about little pay it forward moments like this that made their day and solved a problem. Because you know how it is, Sophie, and you know how it is, DZ. Mm-hmm. When you have a problem, like you said, it's a whole ordeal now. Now I got to go. I got to pick up my kids. I got to go buy a new chair. I got to think about this all day. I'm stressed out.
Well, and I'm annoyed because it was just me being a good person, realizing I made a mistake. Honest mistake.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, oh, take the loss. All right, I guess I'll take the loss. And this is why the world doesn't stay nice, because the nice people take the losses.
But the karma worked itself out, didn't it?
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. This is where you have to remember, you think you're down, and you were, but then karma, the universe knew what was going on, and Sophie is part of that karma, see?
You know how much karma this actually is, Sophie?
This is great. And now Sophie's got the good karma. Like, you're just spreading it.
Good energy.
This is good energy.
Let me just be honest, this is no gas, no cap, no kizzy, all riz.
Which means we're not messing around and he means what he's about to say.
Oh, good, because I was going to have to Google all that.
No, we built in translators.
It means no charisma. What else did you say?
No cap. This means all facts, no lies.
And sigma means it's good.
So,
okay.
And the riz comes in when I say, this is a way better seat. This is cooler. This looks sturdier.
The karma. The universe.
The karma, really, the retribution. Mm-hmm. Sophie, no, I love you for that, for real, for life, thank you.
Thank you. Sophie, that was so nice. And thank you for not killing us.
Maybe on my next visit.
When Hard Pants comes to work, our boss.
Oh, our bosses are going to love this. They're going to love it.
I'm going to tell them all about this. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I got to say, Sophie, what a nice surprise. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you for bringing DZ, my partner on the air, a high chair, because this is going to solve. I mean, he's a busy guy with two little babies. So yeah. Thank you.
I was going to have to make a stop today, and now I don't.
Well, and he goes home and takes care of those babies, just like I did for years.
Oh, no, Allie, we got a Bucks game today. It was a busy day already.
He's going to the Bucks game today, and he's going to take care of the kids later. So thank you. We're going to talk to everybody and hear about their kind. Their kind pay it forwards next.
Whether you got paid it forward or you paid it forward.
Yeah, I love that. All right. Nice things people did for you next. Bye, Sophie.
Bye.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Yeah, I have never. DZ, I'm hitting my 20th year.
Yeah.
At Kiss FM. I've never had someone just walk into the studio. Like, that was crazy.
We cool like that. People just love us.
She was cool. Thank God.
No, I really do appreciate Sophie for real.
She brought you the booster seat after hearing What Would DZ Do This Morning? Because you gave one away and then asked for it back and they ignored you. Which is awkward.
We don't need a bag no more, y'all. Y'all can keep it if y'all were listening.
Listen, Liz is on the phone in Oconomowoc / Douseman on 6. Let's start with her. She's like, is this Kiss FM? I have the best story. Ooh. And I'm like, I can't wait.
Liz, good morning.
Liz.
Good morning.
Hi, we're talking about paying it forward and nice things people did because you saw how, wasn't that so nice what Sophie did for DZ?
I got an endorphin boost. I got adrenaline running right now. I needed that.
That was nice. Yeah. What's your story?
Okay, guys. So listen up. So we are at a Bucks game like a week ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they start doing the t-shirt blaster.
That thing's amazing.
The 32 degrees bring the heat cannons.
Yep. You saw DZ at the Bucks game, I take it?
Of course.
Of course,
yes. Of course. And actually, my daughter is one of the Young Bucks dancers.
Oh, so shout
out to the Young Bucks.
Shout out to that. I just posted a picture with them on my IG, bro.
I saw that.
We did the whole futuristic dance.
I double tapped it. Go ahead.
Appreciate
it.
Okay, so they start blasting out, and there was those, like, foam things that we didn't even know what they were that were being blasted out to.
Oh, the light-ups?
So my two kids are, like, jumping up and down, trying to catch a T-shirt, trying to catch a foam. We didn't even know what was in them, okay? So one comes right at us. My daughter grabs the foam thing. It actually falls out of her hand, and she goes down to grab it, and a guy snatches it out of her hand.
No. Oh, I know what it was.
It was a bra.
It was one of the Johnsonville brat launchers.
Oh, hell no.
Was hungry.
It gets real. It gets better.
Uh-oh.
Okay? We don't even like brat. We don't even like brat.
It's not the point, though. It's not the point. It's the competition, isn't it?
That part.
So then the guy takes his phone out and starts recording and celebrating that he snatched the Johnsonville brat out of my daughter's hand.
Out of a little girl's hand?
Right in front of us.
A jerk.
Okay. He's a jerk.
So how does this get better?
We know that. Okay, not even debatable.
Yeah, this is a pay it forward. This is a kindness story, though. So where does this go next?
I'm not hearing it yet.
Mm. We're like sitting in there for like 10 minutes kind of laughing like, whatever.
Thank God you said something else, by the way. That scared the hell out of me, but go on. You were sitting.
So then a young man, I'm not even joking, probably in his early 20s, comes up to us with a bag from the pro shop in his hand.
What?
He looks at me, hands it to me, and said, "This is for the kids. I cannot believe that guy snatched it away from you." It is two Milwaukee Bucks hats.
Oh my
gosh.
That were
$36. Yeah.
Wow.
Look, I shop at the pro shop. I know how much I spend on stuff. It's not cheap whether you're a Brewers or Bucks. But you're paying for stuff you're going to have forever.
For quality, right.
So some random guy saw that happen and went and bought you stuff in the pro shop and brought it to you. That is so
young
sweet.
Guy at that. What? Aww. And he just said, I can't let that happen. I can't let that ride.
So kind.
It's like early 20s. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't even believe you. You don't have to do this. He goes, no. He goes, here you go. Just take it. It's done. For the kids.
Love it.
Aww.
I love this story so much.
And that Bucks gear
paying it forward
is going to go so much further than that brat. You know what I'm saying?
100%. And I hope that he's listening and he hears that you changed the whole trajectory of your night. You were going to have a bad night after that. And then that experience got better. So that's a good story.
I love that.
super kind, so I had to share this story of kindness for sure.
Thank you. Shame on the man who stole it, though, and DZ will find him at the next Bucks game because we're going to find the seat number and we're going to find this
guy.
Oh,
I'm looking. Oh, I'm definitely looking tonight.
They know there's cameras everywhere, right? Like, DZ, you know the people that run the cameras. Go find out
Liz, I'll see what I can do about the footage.
Yes. Okay, we were in section 106, top row.
Say less.
You had me at shame somebody on the radio. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
What a beautiful pair of forward stories.
That was amazing. And that a stranger, just like Sophie, the stranger showed up in the studio today.
And the attentive stranger at that, not to mention she said he was young, which gives me hope for our future. Mm-hmm.
Well, Leanne's in Slinger. Let's see what her pay it forward story is. Hi, Leanne.
Morning.
Hi, morning.
Hi. Hey. You heard what happened with DZ in the booster seat, I'm assuming.
Shout out, Sophie.
I did. So nice. And I have kids the exact same age, so I would also love that.
Well, now you guys can fight for it.
You can have it next.
We'll have a pay-per-view over it. Okay, so what's your story?
I mean, I can't top that last story.
Yeah, it was tough.
I went to lunch at Cousins over on like 124th and Burleigh one time, and I went through the drive-thru and realized I forgot my wallet. And so I was like, well, could you guys take Apple Pay? Yep. And she's like, yes, but you have to come inside to do it. Totally fine.
Just take my phone.
Totally fine. Seriously? I was like, that's okay. I will come inside. So I parked. I go inside. And for some reason, oh, my God, bless her heart, she could not get the, like, Verifone thing to work and take my Apple Pay.
Okay.
So I'm like, you know what? I just don't have another way to pay. And she's like, you know what? I got you. Aww. I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, I get a free one for, you know, my shift. So
she gave you her lunch.
Well, and you
she
know what?
She gave me her free.
That is sweet, but honestly, the business should have fixed that because you're trying to pay, and if their stuff isn't working, at some point when there's no cash, like, you got to figure it out.
But when the business is failing, and not failing, but when the business is clearly at a downfall, the real people, the real employees, the quality ones step that you want to keep, they step up, and that's what happened.
Well, and she knew she was going to steal some anyway, so she was like, just take a meal. I'm going to steal a cheeseburger later anyway. All right, I love it. Leanne, that was so sweet, so that you got a free meal because it wasn't working. Fantastic. Yep. Thank you. Have a great day.
You guys too.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
We're doing positive kindness stories because a very nice listener showed up with a booster seat for DZ after hearing him need one.
Unprompted. She didn't text. She didn't call. She literally just pulled up to the front door and said, hi, booster seat delivery. Mm-hmm. What? I thought I ordered one on Amazon.
You're funny. You're like, wait. That would have been funny.
I was like, did I
should have been like, I ordered one. She's the delivery driver.
I would have believed it, though. That's how quick she pulled up on us.
Last but not least, Coach is on the phone. We haven't talked to Coach in a minute in Wauwatosa.
Coach.
Morning. Good morning.
Should have known he'd call for the positivity. What's going on? Where have you been? What is happening?
You know, Familia, I've been busy.
Coach is a hardworking man. I'm coaching track. I'm coaching football.
Oh, geez.
And I'm a full-time dad and husband. Yeah. So,
he's busy.
Man,
he's
got
busy.
9 jobs.
Well, then what's your pay it forward story? Do you have one, or did you just want to comment on the nice deed?
I do. It's a two-parter. So, one, I was taken out to lunch by my daughters and ran into one of the kids I used to coach, and he paid for the whole meal.
Whoa.
That's
cool.
For the daughters, too. He was like, Coach, this is on me.
Aww.
When you make a lasting impact. That just gave me chills. When you make a lasting impact. Look at that.
He's all grown up. He's got his own wife and kids, and he thanked me, and he said, let me get this.
Aw, that's aw. I love that.
It was the least he could do, I guarantee it.
So what's the second part, Coach? It's the
second part is I felt a little jelly because she brought DZ something, so I feel like I should. I heard it in your voice, DZ. Yeah, you needed to booster C, but it sounded like you needed a bottle of tequila.
My dog.
You know what? You know, I said people should.
I get it.
Doors open. We're here. Are you bringing it?
We got low security. You said tequila. What?
Come on in. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
It's Allie and DZ.
Wepa.
Buenos dias. So I was floored when I saw the forecast.
Oh,
dude.
Are we going there?
Yes. Don't come at me with snow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm not ready yet.
Yo, no, you better get ready because the next 48 hours might look different out here.
That made me so mad. And you did the whole point at the TV and you went, look. And I was like, no.
So oh, yeah.
It's not supposed to snow much. But
I think less than an inch.
Let me see here.
But
let
you know how it can quickly change and all of a sudden that less than an inch turns into three or four. And it is close. Brett, I don't know if anybody else felt it, but this morning felt different. I know it's been about, 40-some, 50-some degrees, but you could feel that winter chill in the air now. And I went, oh, no. Oh,
great.
No. Oh, no.
30% chance at 6 and 7 o'clock of snow flurries. Not much. Now, do you know where I panicked?
Where? Why?
Dude, I have nothing prepared for my children, meaning when they get up tomorrow morning, I don't have boots their size for the year.
Uh-oh.
I don't have winter coats their size. I mean, I'm so unprepared. Yeah, there's a box of hats and gloves that we have every year.
That'll get you by.
I don't know if they fit any of them. Don't care.
Big old heads.
But I'm telling you, you know how much Owen grew? He doesn't have boots.
Oh, he don't got boots. Oh, he definitely don't
Owen's
got boots.
Owen's feet are bigger than his dad's already. So Owen needs new boots. So when I saw it in the forecast, I went, we're not ready. We're not. I'm sorry. I need a couple weeks.
Did you say you got coats or no?
I'm not prepared. No.
Mm.
Not that they care.
No, really.
Owen's gonna be like his grandpa wearing shorts in Wisconsin in January.
But sometimes schools make you have to have coats to like go outside depending on the weather. Coats and boots and all that, or else you gotta
Hudson,
do indoor.
They do.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
But Owen's at middle school, so he doesn't care anymore. But they still have to go to the bus stop.
Mm-hmm. Still gotta stand there.
I have nothing.
It gets chilly.
And what about you?
Sammy's
a year older. You think those boots still fit? They don't.
No, they don't.
Go get a new snowsuit while you're at it,
We need everything.
You need everything.
Thankfully, Danny is covered, right?
Because the hand-me-downs.
He gets carried in still.
That's right.
He's a baby.
He's so cute.
Well, he takes too long to walk anyway, so it's easier.
Oh, my God. I remember those. That's why Hudson.
Hurry up.
That's why Hudson's attached me at the hip. Because
you carried him on the hip.
I wanted him everywhere because it was too slow.
So Danny's technically good. Mm-hmm. Hand-me-downs, we're set. Bet no problem. But Sammy, he's grown. He's the big boy. He needs new boots. He needs a coat. And we might have a coat in the closet that's like a 5T, but we need a new coat that fits him now.
Yeah.
Oh, we need everything. Yeah. And that's just the kids.
Owen and Hudson, they go, they walk to the bus. Like, they don't have anything.
Gee. I was trying to.
Nothing.
I was trying to be prepared, have salt ready. I don't got salt. Now I'm talking about me.
I'm not even ready for Thanksgiving.
Let alone snow.
Snow?
Bruh.
Please. Same thing. I don't have salt. We're not going to need it, the next couple days. But
who's prepared, though? Who's really prepared, though? Because I have seen the salt start to get, put on the pallets and you can start buying it around. So maybe some people are active.
414-533-1037. Are you guys ready? That works for texting or calling, by the way. Somebody texted and said, I am not ready either. Oh, that's Bella in Kenosha. She said, get out of here, cold and snow. Somebody else said, run to Target, girl. We have plenty of coats and boots. Is that Angelo?
Probably.
Target Angelo? Your friend?
I ain't even get to. That was definitely Target Angelo. I ain't even get time to buy my Snow Joe. I wanted to get one of those.
Snow Joe?
It's like a brush-powered shovel. It's like a mix between a snow blower and a shovel.
You better move over. I got the man plow up in here. I mean, the woman plow. I have three of them. But wait, what? Yours is battery-operated?
Yeah.
So you had me at battery-operated.
It's actually kind of legit. Yeah.
Went over his head.
The right. Oh, my gosh. No, it went right over my head.
Okay, sorry. What am I thinking about?
But the Snow Joe, imagine a snow blower, but it's a shovel. It's literally handheld. You just power along, you push, and go, and it starts to throw the snow for you.
How ironic that as we're talking about this, the TV has a snow blowing commercial on in the background.
That's wild.
We have a TV in the studio. And
it's a sign.
They know it's about to snow, see? So, okay, there's snow in the forecast for the first time. We're going to be fine. No, we're not.
Nobody remembers how to drive. We all forget our good graces, and all of a sudden, we turn into bad people.
Somebody said, keep talking, DZ. Someone else is going to show up with coats and boots.
Hey, chill out. You know what? Let me stop talking.
Door's open. found out.
Our sizes are.
Where do we start? Do you want Owen, Hudson, Danny, or Sammy first?
I wear a size 12.
And men.
No, who's ready? What are you ready with? You not ready at all? It's supposed to snow, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys prepared? Because I'm telling you guys, I have nothing. We'll talk to you next. No, we are not ready for snow. We don't like it. We don't love it. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Y'all better not forget, I'm Colombian. I'm tropical. I don't know how to react in this kind of weather.
I'm not, and I'm tropical as well.
We warm-blooded.
Just because. We're talking about how there's snow in the forecast. Not enough to freak out, but I said, I don't have anything. I mean, the kids have no boots that fit them this year. We have no coats. I mean, we're just not ready.
Excuse you? Don't tell me what to freak out about. I'm freaking out.
Okay, fine. I'm freaking out, too. Let's go to Amanda in Genesee Depot. Hi, Amanda.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi, are you ready for the snow?
Oh, so not ready. Yeah. I'm literally just leaving drop-off, and I'm going to scramble right now to go look for boots and hats and gloves and all the things, because my kid grows like a weed.
Same. And you know, they're probably not going to need them today or tomorrow, but they're going to need them in a couple weeks, and you're going to be glad you did it, because like you, I'm completely unprepared. Everyone's going to go buy everything today, and we're going to be screwed.
Well, and otherwise, exactly, 100%. People are going to freak out, buy it all up, so when we do go, if not today or tomorrow or this weekend, whatever, next week or the week after when we actually need it, nada, nothing, zilch.
Mm-hmm. You had me at nada. I knew what that meant.
Just translated for all the peoples.
For sure. I'm telling you, well, get some stuff for me at Target, Amanda, okay?
We'll send you our sizes.
I'll see what I can do. I'm currently looking for Ryobi, this weird snow thing that you were just talking about. I'm standing in Home Depot.
The snow, well, they might have different brands. Snow Joe's its own brand, though.
Not an ad, but should be.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She heard you on the air, and she went to Home Depot and tried to find it. This is, what was it called again?
The Snow Joe. It's a bunch of different brands. Just the Snow Joe's the one I always see.
The Snow Joe is the brand.
Is the brand, yeah. But they've got like electric shovels, basically. I'm sure Ryobi has its own version.
Home Depot has to have one.
They have to.
Girl. Yeah, and I'm sure Milwaukee Tool is probably going to make a better one, because that's usually the way it works.
Ooh, shout out Milwaukee Tool, though. Facts.
Fired, but it was by for Milwaukee, so I'm into it. Okay, Amanda. Good luck at Home Depot. Let us know how it goes.
Thanks. Good luck.
Thanks. Same. Bye.
All right. One of our regulars is on the phone. Oh, she's down south. It'll be a little warmer where she is in Kenosha.
Is it?
No. Maybe half a degree. Hi, Bella.
Morning.
Hello.
You know what?
Wepa.
Wepa. I joke about it, but Sheboygan's colder than Milwaukee. What's the difference? I mean, Kenosha could be warmer. DZ's I grew up near there.
Like by like 2 degrees, but it's still cold.
Yeah,
and
still
I'm right by the lake, so we get that lake effect snow.
So even worse. Nope.
I was waiting for her to use the words lake effect, whatever that means, because I just know it makes it colder.
It's that breeze.
Colder. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm just not ready, though. Like, every year, this time of year, my mom, I call my mom, like, Mom. She's like, it's okay, baby girl.
Say, Mommy, save me.
Bella, I have nothing. DZ's got nothing. I mean, we're just not.
I got a shovel.
It's November 20th, and I don't even care. I'm so not prepared for winter. I'm not even. Holidays. I'm a mess.
This past weekend, I like got the snowblower out of the shed, and I just like was practically crying. I was like, we didn't even use you last year.
Well, now get ready for it.
Joe snowblower, like the battery operated one, so I don't really want to use it, but it is brand new.
Oh, you know what? Sophie wrote in and said, careful. It's Sophie. I might just show up again with snow boots. No!
Sophie, too nice. Too nice. Stop it.
Too nice.
You're too good to me.
All right.
Sophie, that was sweet.
Yeah, that was really sweet. All right, Bella, you have a great day if you can.
Hey, you too. I'll try.
Hopefully it doesn't
stay warm.
Snow.
You
same.
Too. We're so dramatic. It's going to be like a sprinkle, and we're going to be fine. But when it does snow, I'm going to be dramatic. The first one always, I'm dramatic, and then I'm fine with it.
Oh, yeah. The first snowfall, regardless of how big or how small, I will definitely be dramatic. I'm definitely going to complain. I'm going to go, ew, nobody told me.
Mm-hmm. Amanda in Waukesha texted in and said, Sierra Trading, get them for coats, hats, everything at reasonable prices. She said, P.S., we're half ready. We just need boots.
Boots. Ooh. Mm. Okay, well, that's better than us. Gee, we don't even have salt. Allie, we're talking about kids.
I don't
kids.
Have salt either.
We're talking about clothes. We're not even talking about, like Bella said, getting the snowblower out ready to go, tuned up.
Uh-huh.
You got to tune those things. I don't own one, so I don't know this.
I was telling people, you were in here, I was telling our IT guy who just moved here, wasn't that him? I said, I get up sometimes and I have to snowblow before I come to work, because we're on the air, and when I would have childcare, like they couldn't get in the driveway, Owen and Hudson, you know, we got to, when my kids are not there, I'll drive over the snow like a lunatic, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, when it's just us.
I'll floor it. Normally, yeah. I have to get up before the show even and snow blows. Well,
same concept. Y'all may or may not remember. I live in a no-through alley. I am the furthest alley back. If I leave, I'm the one that wakes up the earliest on the block. If I leave and don't snow blow, then now my neighbors got to get my tire treads up, and they're older. I don't want to be bogus
you
to them.
You have to snow blow or shovel the alley?
The alley, because that's where my garage is, and it's a private alley, so imagine a really, really long driveway.
You know what? You technically own that alley, don't you?
We do.
That's wild.
That's why. Yeah. Yeah.
Now that I know that, I am totally going to park there and block it every time.
Hey, chill out.
Sorry, whoever said Costco, get serious. Don't go anywhere else. I hear you. The Costco person that texted.
They do bulk buys for coats. Can we get different sizes?
Let's go right now. Why not? Let's go.
Trying to find out?
Good luck. It's not going to snow a lot, but just make sure you're prepared.
Enough. It'll snow enough.
Enough. That's fair. Kiss FM.